Preparing for Interviews, Part 2, How to Answer Biographical Questions.
Okay, so the next part of the podcast is going to focus on the different types of questions you can encounter. Now remember, there is no way you can prepare for every possible question, because there will always be the one question that will completely throw you in the interview. However, if you understand the broad categories within which the questions fit, you can then identify what the employer's motivation is for asking that particular question, and you can then plan and structure your answer accordingly. So there are four main types of questions, and they are: the first type is your biographical questions, the second type is your competency or behavioral type question, the third type is your scenario question, and the final type of question is your motivation question. So let's start by discussing biographical questions. Now, an example of a biographical question, it usually starts at the beginning of the interview, and it may be something like, "Tell me about yourself," or "Tell me about your career to date." Now, I don't know about you, but I really don't like these questions. And the reason why I don't like these questions is because they're so broad. I'm the kind of person who likes boundaries. So my top tip, if you are like me and don't like these sorts of questions, is to impose some sort of a structure for you to follow. A really good structure, especially with the kind of "tell me about yourself" or "tell me your career" type question, is to start by talking a little bit about your past. This could be an umbrella overview, so you could give a broad summary about the number of years experience you've had in a particular sector, or you could give a broad overview of the different range of sectors you have worked in. You could maybe talk about kind of the range of kind of different experiences you might have had. But think about talking about this in broad generic terms. Then you may want to talk about the present. And here you could talk a little bit about maybe two or three key achievements or skills that you may have gained in your current role that directly align with the job that you are applying for. So immediately from the outset, you are saying to the employer that you have the skills and the capacities to do the job that they want you to do. A really nice way of concluding this sort of question is to then summarize by how this role fits in with your longer term career plans. And by summarizing, by linking this particular role to your future career, brings it to a nice concise close without having that awkward silence around whether the question has ended or not. So my top tip here is: have a few points about the past, the present, and the future. This is also something that you could not necessarily script, but certainly in relation to the role that you are applying for, you could really have a vague idea of the kind of points you want to draw on that really match you to the job that you're applying for.